Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Eric Turner of Jet Physical Therapy about being active during winter and preventing winter-related injuries. This is part one of a three-part interview. With the winter season, it can be hard sometimes to keep up with a health regimen and can be easy to stay home instead and cozying up doing something else.
Yes.
I figured to start off, what do you think is a good standard to set for regular exercise this winter season?
So some of this time will depend on someone's specific goals. If someone is just looking to stay in good general health, it's recommended to have exercise 30 minutes a day. And if someone has a more specificity in mind, that may have to be altered. You know, someone's training for something specific, like some kind of race, like a 5K in the spring, or they're trying to achieve multiple things, improve their endurance, lose some weight, improve flexibility, then it may need to be longer than 30 minutes. But just trying to be active and stay healthy, general recommendations about 30 minutes a day.
I myself, I've gotten more acclimated to working out outside, even in colder temperatures than I used to. Is it ever too cold to exercise outside?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, if the wind chill and the amount of wind is a big factor with that, in combination with the temperature, you know, as we start to approach 10 degrees below with increasing winds, then, you know, you're putting yourself at risk for some frostbite situations. If someone's out for any length of time and not dressed appropriately, or even if they're dressed appropriately in terms of lots of layers, that can still be a risk. So, you know, there is no set, you know, degree. It has to do also with the wind, you know, is the sun out or not. So I think those are factors people need to consider. Acclimation, you mentioned, that's another key thing. You know, even cold temperatures, let's say 20 or 30, if you're not acclimated, then that can not necessarily be dangerous on the body, but can be a little bit challenging and not feel as comfortable if we don't kind of gradually get used to that.
And so what are some other advice would you give for people dressing for the outdoors for any winter recreation?
Sure. Some of it's going to depend on what activity someone is engaging in and also maybe the conditions. So footwear has to be a consideration. You know, if there is some snow on the ground and the surface isn't completely dry and or free and clear of snow and maybe some slicker conditions, we need to have shoe wear that's going to be less slippery, kind of have some contact, grab into those kind of conditions. We need to be able to try to stay dry. You know, if we're sweating, if we have too many layers on or sweating, that can eventually, if we continue to be outdoors, you know, that can eventually make someone more cold actually. And then we need to have layers, or if we have layers on, not so bulky that, you know, you can't move and be agile and perform activities in kind of a safe manner. So we need to think about those things. The other thing, you know, masks are obviously something that's talked about a lot for different reasons, but just recently there's been some evidence to suggest that people who have asthma, and oftentimes if they exercise in a colder environment, that it's more challenging and can induce some asthma distress. And actually they're finding that wearing masks can help maybe prevent that or limit those episodes. So that's something to consider if someone has asthma and it's been a challenge to be outside in colder weather, that they may want to consider, you know, some kind of face covering and may allow them to participate and be able to do that on a regular basis.
What recommendations would you give for the best way for someone to get started with a workout, and once they're finished with one, they're working out outside this winter?
Sure. So I think it's important to, you know, engage some of the muscles. Let's say you're wanting to jog or go for a brisk walk outdoors. You know, I think it's really important to perform what's called a dynamic warm-up. And that means that, you know, you're performing movements rather than in a moving fashion and not so much a stationary stretching fashion. So maybe it's doing some lunges, a few squats, standing up and down out of a chair, something of the nature to warm up the muscle groups that you're going to be really using and targeting during the exercise portion. As far as more of after exercise, that's when it's most appropriate to do more of your static stretching. That means holding the stretch in a position, and that just helps improve flexibility, and you just get the most out of the stretching at that time rather than before. You're still getting some stretch with the dynamic warm-up before, but it's just better preparation for your body. It's going to be better benefit to be moving to warm up and more of a stationary stretch to complete the workout or after you're outdoors.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with Eric Turner of Jet Physical Therapy about being active during winter and preventing winter-related injuries. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.